Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Arvin Minocha, President and CEO of the Wolf Trap Foundation.
And we are here to talk about a cool series called the Thank You Community Concerts that are happening here, I guess, towards the end of June. So, Arvin, tell me about the idea of these Thank You Community Concerts. It's we've all been through a really rough year, and is this sort of your way to honor the folks, the frontline workers and such, to help get us through?
Well, you kind of said it all. You know, they're thank you community concerts for frontline workers in education and healthcare, because as you noted, this last year, we've all needed a lot of help on a lot of different levels, and particularly with getting us through the medical implications of pandemic and then all of the teachers who have had to keep kids learning in a very, very difficult environment. We thought, if we're going to take our first steps out of pandemic and start getting back together as a community, it really is important to us to honor those who have helped us get to that point.
Absolutely. Tell me about what you have on June 24th, the one with Marin. Is it Marin Alsop?
Alsop, yeah. You know, the June 24th concert is featuring one of our longstanding partners, the National Orchestral Institute, which is based up in Maryland, and they're music director this year is Marin Alsop, who is one of the world's greatest conductors, and this will be her debut at Wolf Trap. And the NOI is made up of student musicians. You know, they are some of the best players from around the country, and they come to Maryland every summer as part of an intensive musical education experience. And we thought, what a wonderful way to showcase these incredibly talented young people, students themselves, in a series of concerts where we're honoring educators. So I think that'll be a very nice way to kick off this four-night stand of gratitude.
Cool. And do you know what pieces they will be playing?
I do. They've got a number of different things in the works, including a violin concerto, which is based on the national park out in Utah called Canyonlands. And we thought, what a nice way to tie in our national park status with music that was written for a sister national park. And the program will also include a symphony by Beethoven, the Pastoral Symphony. You know, it's all through various landscapes, from the countryside to a brook to a thunderstorm. It kind of evokes all of the things that Wolf Trap audiences are well accustomed to. The fact that nature is fully on display when you're out at concerts.
Sounds great. All right, so that's the first one. And then the second one of these Thank You Community Concerts is going to be Friday, June 25th, 8 p.m. for free, obviously. This will be the President's Own United States Marine Band, and this is called Free Country. Explain what, you know, the significance of that theme and, you know, what we got going on here.
Sure. Well, you know, the United States Marine Band is a very, very long-standing partner at Wolf Trap. We have a very, very special relationship. It goes back five decades. And people who are, used to coming out to Wolf Trap for our typically free community event in May called Blast Off, remember that the Marine Band is always the house ensemble for that event, and it's the traditional starting of the summer. This year, of course, we had to move everything around because of the way pandemic was unfolding, and we shifted gears and moved things a little bit later. But bringing the Marine Band back to Wolf Trap to do community concerts is really very much keeping in tradition. The fact is, the Marine Band has a number of different ensembles within the Marine Band, and the one that you just mentioned on June 25th is called Free Country. And it's what I would say is the Marine Band's kind of contemporary music group within the Marine Band. And they do covers of all sorts of great classic pop music, pop, rock, R&B over the last 40 years. And that'll be what they're focusing on June 25th.
When we get some of the artists that before we move on, do you know some of the artists? You said it's going to be, you know, span pop, rock, R&B, country, all the gamut. What are some artists they're going to cover?
Well, you know, typically Free Country, you would hear, you know, music by Jason Aldean or Aretha Franklin. You know, it really covers a pretty wide range. So I think it's very much an evening where those in the audience will recognize much of their own favorite music, because it's music that is really timeless and also music that is very, very universal.
Nice. Yeah, I see some Al Dean, Aretha Franklin, Melissa Etheridge, Lady A. It's going to be everything.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. And then I guess the third Thank You Community concert will be on Saturday, June 26th for free at 8 p.m. The President's Own U.S. Marine Band will return. And this time it's sort of a big band thing.
Yeah, it's their big band configuration. The Marine Big Band is a, you know, exactly as it sounds. It's a jazz big band. And, you know, the composers that you might hear on that program go from Count Basie to Billy Strayhorn to Benny Goodman, as well as potentially some more contemporary jazz. But I think when you think of the jazz big band ensemble, you think of that classic period of big band music in American history. And that's what you're going to get when you come to that concert on the 25th, 6th.
Sounds great. So cool. All right. Well, those are three shows to, you know, say thank you to the community and, you know, all the frontline workers in education. Just so let's sort of end on that, wrapping it back around full circle to how we started, you know, put a period on why these folks need honoring and how it's been a hard year for them.
Well, you know, I think that goes without saying, and I do want to point out there's the fourth of those concerts, which is the 27th of June, which is actually a concert that they will create a program to celebrate 50 years of Wolftrap. So that's kind of the kind of catch-all for 50 years of partnership. But to go back to your question, you know, why do we honor? Well, you know, how can you not honor frontline workers? And you know, we can never say thank you enough. I think as a society, we could never say thank you enough. We can all be in awe of what they've had to go through to help keep us safe and to help keep our children learning. And this is an expression of gratitude. And it's just one small drop, and I hope an ocean of gratitude that the frontline community is feeling from everybody in society.
Well, I'm just excited that you guys are reopening. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's been hard for the frontline workers and everything. They deserve most of the credit. But then, you know, the rest of us civilians, you know, it will, for us, it'll also be nice to just be able to get back outside and see a show again. I mean, thank God. it's about time.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, Arvin, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the Thank You Community Concerts. We really appreciate it.
Thanks very much.